We continue our learning of the Nishmas David Bemanachlu Shemicham Yaakov Bepirchas Eliyahu. We are in Kalim Perachov Mishnah Vav. Sadin Shu Tamei Medrus. Sadin is a sheet, so of course we understand why it's Tamei Medrus. It's Tamei Medrus because people lie on it. And now Va'asa Ovilon. So you took this sadin that was Tamei Medrus. Either it was susceptible to Tamas Medrus, or maybe actually became Tamei Medrus. A Zav was lying on it, and now you make it into a velo, into a curtain. For what purpose? So the bartender says either a Masach lePesach. He made it a curtain, let's say for your doorway, for an opening. Ovilon lSfino. You made it a curtain for a boat, which means now you're using it as a sail. So it's not used obviously for lying on anymore. So the Mishnah says Tohor Mena Medrus. So it's no longer susceptible to Tamas. Any Tumas Medrus that it had, in fact, would no longer be there. Avol Tamei Tamei Meis. But nonetheless, it's still a Kli, it's still susceptible to Tumah. Why is that? Because take the example we had in the previous Mishnah. We spoke about a Ka'ara, a bowl, that you now attach to a Shida Tevu Migdal, to one of these wooden bins or a closet, whatever it is. So that Ka'ara, although it's being attached to something that holds, that's a stationary piece of wood that can't be moved when it holds 40 saw and it can't be moved. So that's not Mekabel Tumah, but this Ka'ara is still Mekabel Tumah, as long as it's upright, because it was a functional Kli before it was attached. So the same thing is true here. The sudden was a functional piece of clothing before it attached. So it true can't be Tumah Medrus anymore because people don't lie in it, but it still has the status of a Kli. Bar Tanura says, what's it used for? It's not, what kind of Kli is it used for? Sure, a person who's serving, going back and forth, may warm himself with that curtain if it's hanging. Sometimes he wraps himself with the bottom of the curtain. Therefore, it's not going to be nullified from the category, from the status of a Kli. So the Mishnah wants to know, you said that the sheet is no longer Tamei Medrus when it's now being used for as a velo and as a curtain. But Bar Tanura makes the following point, Vidavka Sha'asabo Shino Imaise. In order for this to lose its status of Tumas Medrus, it's not just that you are now using it for a curtain, using it for a sail. You have to change it in some way. Yeah? There has to be a physical change. Avol Machshava Eino Motzia Somide Tumah Shehu Shahayur Uinla. But just Machshava, just thought alone, does not remove its status of Tumas Midris. It was a sheet. It's still a sheet until you show me that's not a sheet. And just hanging it as a curtain is not going to be enough. You need to make some physical change. And that's what the Mishnah brings here is a three machlokes. When does it lose its status of Tumas Midris? Remember, it still will be Tamei as a curtain, Tamei Meis, because it's used as the Kli. The Shamas someone will may warm himself with this, but no one's lying on it. So at what point is it no longer Tamei Tumas Midris? We call it a curtain and we don't call it a sheet anymore. So some claim the word is yita, not yitaver, which means to break, but yitafer, which means to sew. But it's the same idea. The Bar Tanura actually has the girsa of misha yitafer. He says, "Bitosefta muchach de beis shamai bo sheyikraenu v'yitaknenu limidas ha-pesach." So he says, number one, let's take the example of where I'm using the sheet to use as a curtain to cover a door opening. He says, number one, you have to rip it. It has to be torn and shaped to the measure of the Pesach. That's one physical change, but more than that, the yit for bo lula os. And then you have to sew in these loops, litlo so b'masach o b'sfina, in order that it can be, you can hang it now as a curtain. Think about like the parochas. You have to have, you need loops or something, and it has to slide through. So the same thing is true over here. So you need two things, the two physical changes. Number one is you have to tear it. And number two, you have to sew these lulaos, these loops. So is the word yitaver? Okay, yitaver means to break. So that could be the ripping. Could be yitafer. That's the making of the loops, which are sewn in. And beisilalom misha yikasher, when it is tied. So Bar Tanura explains beisilal daami misha yikshor. So Basil only requires making these loops so that you can hang the curtain. You don't have to cut the curtain to size. You don't need that to remove the Tumas Medrus. So this is recognize Beis Shammai is the most strict opinion. Because Beis Shammai is basically saying that it will be susceptible to Tumas Midras, this high level of Tumah, until you completely fix it to make it into a curtain. Not only are you going to sew in these or tie in these loops in order that it can hang, but you also have to cut it to size, you know, to the proper measure. But he still says, no, it will lose its status of Tumas Medrash simply by making the loops. You don't need to cut it to size. And then Rabbi Akiva made the third opinion, Mishe Yikaveya. Rabbi Akiva is the most lenient of all. He says, once you hang it, says the Bartura, Me'eshe Yitla Oso Ala Pesa Ochala Sfina, the moment you hang it on the door by the doorway as a curtain and on the boat, that's sufficient. That's all you need in order to remove its status Tumas Medrash. You don't have to make any physical change into it. As long as you hang it, that is sufficient. Perek Chaf Mishnah Zayin. Machatzelas Sha'asa Lakanim La'arka Tahora. Here we're speaking about a mat. We have this. We learned this a little bit in Hilchos Sukkah as well. Imagine, think about the mats that people use for the sukkah. So if you imagine that, maybe you'll look at the pictures that you have in some of the Mishnahs, but just imagine the mats that we use. So if you pay careful attention to them, you have thin pieces of schach for most of it, but at different intervals, they're actually thick pieces of bamboo, regular pieces of bamboo, and that gives, and then you have some softer schach, and then other pieces, then another piece of bamboo, and that's usually the length of the mat. You're going to see those, and those are actually perpendicular to the length of the mat. Those bamboo, stronger pieces, are actually to the width of the mat. And so you have different intervals. Imagine if you're using the mat to lie down on, there are different places between those pieces of bamboo that you could actually lie down on those, assuming you were using the mat for lying down. Different people could lie down between the different pieces of a bamboo. Now, it would not be the case, though, if, let's say, you had those bamboo going the whole length of the mat, so they may be closer together and you don't really have that much space between one and the other. In order for people to sleep in, they probably have to be closer together and you need more of them in order to keep the stability of the mat, which is why you have those pieces there to begin with. So that's what the Mishnah is speaking about over here. The machatzelis sha'asala kanim la'arka, here you put the kanim, the bamboo reeds, so you put them to the length of the mat. So now we really can't be used to lie down on because you can't lie down on those pieces. Those are not comfortable, and there's not enough space of the softer part of the reeds of the mat to lie on. So therefore, it's tahora. It's not mikabel tumas midras because people don't lie on it. Vachachamim amim not true. Chachamim say no. There's space in between those two things to lie down. If they're not so, if a person's thin, there's room over there. Only when you make the Greek letter ki, we assume is shaped as a 20th letter, shaped as a U, Bartanura says, Yevonis, Shehu kemin chaf hafucha shalom. It's like a turned over chaf. So imagine a U or a ches or something like that. Kolomar la'olam hi temeo. What the Chachamim are saying is, it still has Tumas Medras. This is a stricter opinion. Until the point where these reeds, they put them in very strange, who would make a mat like this? Okay, but the reeds are not widthwise at different intervals or lengthwise at different intervals. They keep the stability by making a U somewhere in the middle of the mat. So if you think about that, if that's how it's done, you have these stronger reeds that are going through as a U in the whole mat, where are you going to lie? There's no section where if you want to lie down comfortably, then you're not going to be, part of your back, part of your body is not going to be lying on a part of those stronger reeds. And therefore the Chacham say, at that point we say, okay, no one's going to lie in it, it's not the Kabbalah Tumas Medras. What about As Amla Rachba, the Mishnah continues, Vein Bein Kane Lachaveiro Arbat Fachim Tahora. So if you make them, you put those, the bamboo, the stronger, the wider pieces to the width, that's fine. That actually is what the mat is normally would be, and if there's space in between, so that would be susceptible to Tumas Medras, because people will lie in it. But the Mishnah's case is where Ein Bein Kana L'Chaver Arba Tefachim, where between one of those pieces of bamboo and the other, you don't even have four tefachim. So four, you don't have four tefachim. Who can lie on that? You want to be able to have different people lie in the intervals between the on the softer part of the mat. But if you don't have four tefachim between one and the other, so then it's Torah, it's not Mekabel Tumas Medrash. Nech l'ka l'rachba. What happened if you have the mat and it's split along the width? Rabbi Yehuda Mitair. He says it's not Mekabel Tumas Medrash because of the following problems. Bar Tanur explains, Delochazia Leshchiva. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not fit at all for lying down. What's the problem? So it'll become a little bit more clear in the next statement of the Mishnah. But imagine you have a talus. So the talus, you know, the end of the talus, there are knots at the end of the talus, and that keeps everything in place. So imagine those knots would be untied. So at the edge of the talus, so then the whole thing would start to unravel. So the same thing is true when it comes to this mat. We have knots at the end. If you now cut a mat widthwise, so that means that two edges two sides now don't have knots to keep the reeds, the thin reeds together. They're going to unravel. When it's all one piece, so you have knots at one end and knots at the other, and everything stays together. Once you split it down the middle, so then those areas are open. There are no knots, and the whole thing is going to unravel. That's what you just said, Mr. Tyre. It's not susceptible to Tumas Midras anymore because each of the pieces on each side is going to unravel. Same thing. Let's say someone untied the knots at the edge of the mat. He didn't split it, but that also it's tahora because the mat, whatever was woven together, is going to unravel also. What are ma'adanim? So the bartender tells you they're ksharim. It means knots. Kemo vayelech elav agag ma'adanos in Shmuel Aleph Perek Tezvav. Klomar, kesher, kashur, kederech shekoshim asrim. This is when Agag, Shaul unfortunately left Agag alive after the war with Amalek, and he was, according to one perush, by Mitzvah Stavis says, ma'adanos means shal shalaos, he was in shackles, he was in chains. So that's why we use that word there, ma'adanos, ma'adanim, means knots, tied. So, v'chein amatir, roshei ma'adanim, anyone who unties the end, even if you don't split the mat in half, but if you untie the knots, it's not makabel tuma. What about nechleka la'arka? And that's split along the length. So imagine that. Here you have not in half along the width. We have two, let's say, two nice even pieces. But it's now along the length. We now have very thin rectangles, let's say. So says the Mishnah, v'nishtayru ba shlosha ma'adanim shel shisha tfachim. There are three knots of six tefachim to mea. So what does that mean? So each piece of the mat has still at least three knots at the end that remain. And together they measure six tefachim. So that's a significant area. It broke down the middle, but it broke down the lengthwise. And each piece is wide enough that it has three knots. Could it be more than three knots, but at least three knots on each of the ends. So each knot has reeds that take up space of two tefachim. So you put the three knots, each one has a ties to area of two tefachim. I have six tefachim. Okay, so that's a significant area for people to lie down on Tumea. Machatzelis me'ema sa'ne kabelis tuma. Ask the Mishnah, Machatzelis, this mat, at what point is it gemar malacha? At what point do we say that it's susceptible to tuma? When is it completed? Mishetina cave. So says the Mishnah, when the reeds are trimmed, Mishayachtoch v'yiktom roshei kromim haboltim, says the Bar Tanur. When you cut and trim the edges of that of those reeds, v'zu kniva, that's what we call kniva. Mishetina, okay, we have knivas yorak allowed on Yom towards the end of the day on Yom Kippur in order to prepare the vegetables. Three different opinions what kniva actually means. And there's the Mishnah v'hi gemar malachta. That in fact is the gemar malach, and that's when the mat made of reeds is going to be susceptible to tumah.